Hi there, Billy Hindle here, the voice of Alice Dyer in the Magnus Protocol. As part of the Magnus Archive's 10th anniversary, Rusty Quill is hosting a special Magnus Live show at the upcoming Crossed Wires Podcast Festival in Sheffield. Join co-creators Jonathan Sims and Alexander J. Newell on the 5th of July for a new iteration of our live show, Statement Begins, where you can hear fan-favourite statements such as Anglerfish, Red Live, and gain exclusive insights into the creation and history of the show straight from the creators themselves. You can buy your tickets now, including limited numbers of meet and greet tickets, from crossedwires.live or the link in the description of this episode.
Hi everyone, it's Kareem, the voice of Simon Fairchild from the Magnus Archives. Today I'm here to advertise Beck's End, an upcoming new audio drama that will be launching on the RQ network. Beck's End is a folk horror audio drama about isolation, belief, radicalization, and poses the question if redemption is possible. When floodwaters swallow an idyllic English Lake District village, a stranded journalist finds herself trapped in a rising tide of fear. Cut off from the outside world, she begins to uncover horrors both human and biblical, lurking beneath the surface. If this intrigues you, you can support the creation of Beck's End on Kickstarter until the 17th of July. For more information on the show and to pledge your support, visit becksend.com. That's becksend.com. And you might recognize a voice here or there. Have fun and enjoy the episode.
Rusty Quill presents The Magnus Archives. Episode 79, Hide and Seek.
Streets by Martin K. Blackwood. The streets are hard in London, paved in old secrets, the hot smell after the rains, the threads of people walking, living, loving.
You're sure about this? He did tell us to go home.
Yeah, and then he said, sorry for everything, something's up.
You don't think he's going to, you know...
I don't know, but he's going to do something and it's going to be bad. And I don't mean like sneaking a cigarette bad, like properly bad.
So we need to help him?
We need to stop him.
And we needed my tape recorder because...
Because something tells me we're going to need evidence by the end of today. I don't want to wind up in court without something to back me up.
Court?
Yeah, a tribunal if we're lucky, inquest if we're not.
You did use a new tape, didn't you?
Yeah, I took one off the pile.
Was it blank or... Tim?
It was blank.
He's never going to speak to us again.
Don't get my hopes up.
John?
And he's gone. Thought so.
Oh, you don't think he's going to...
I don't know, Martin. I think he's going fully off the deep end is what I think. If he hasn't already...
Look, I know you don't like him.
You got that, did you?
But I'm not going to help you get him fired.
Martin, what do you think is happening here? This isn't office politics. It's not like he's had one too many at the Christmas party and started ranting about the Greeks. Whatever is happening here, it's literally supernatural.
Really? Isn't that a little, you know...
No, it isn't a little, you know... There is something in this place, and it's messing up our heads. It watches us all the time. It stops me quitting. I'm pretty sure it would stop Elias firing John, even if he decided to actually try running this place for once.
You sure you don't just want to stay?
I'm sure.
But, like, deep down...
No.
Oh. So you really think the Institute is, what, haunted?
I used to, but... Now I think it's worse.
Worse how?
Oh, God! What the hell was that? was that?
It kind of looked...
God, don't say it.
It did, though, didn't it?
Oh, that wasn't Sasha.
No, it wasn't. You don't think...
He told her to go home, like us.
Yeah.
And she did.
Yeah. He went into the tunnels.
No. Not happening.
We can't just leave him.
Yeah, we can.
I'm going.
Martin. I'm not coming down there with... Fine.
Damn! I took Michael's door. It was that office. The thing that was pretending to be Sasha. It opened into the tunnels. Not exactly the escape I was hoping for. I'm hardly surprised. Must be its idea of the joke. Still, it is. It is a head start, I suppose. I have no idea where in the tunnels I am, or how far down. At least it didn't leave me trapped in some corridor hell maze. A different corridor hell maze, at least. So I suppose I just wait for now. I don't think it's going to just give up. And I can't risk attracting its attention. It might already be down here with me. Just stay quiet. Stay hidden. God, I'm an idiot. Smash the table, kill the monster. Stupid. Lazy, sloppy assumption. Of course, the table was binding it. The table is webs and spiders. Spiders are something else. They don't help each other. They oppose. They weaken. It was caught in a web. And I... All the pieces were there. And I just... I couldn't see it. I don't know how much tape I have left. I'm going to stop recording to conserve it if... Oh, Christ.
What now? We need to hurry.
Shh. I thought I heard something up ahead.
I didn't hear anything. Why do you think it was the Sasha thing?
Will you shut up about that? It wasn't anything like her.
I know, but I mean, like... Really stretched her out.
We're never going to find him down here.
So go get some help.
Elias is probably still in his office.
I thought you said he was a waste of a suit.
Yeah, well, he's better than nothing.
If you want to go, I understand.
I'm not just going to leave you down here.
You were all about quitting.
Oh, for God's sake. This isn't about you.
It never is.
All right, fine. What do you want? What's your light at the end of these spooky damn tunnels? And don't say everyone happy forever, because that's not happening. Well?
I don't know. I don't know! I want to find out what's going on. I want to save John. I want everyone to be fine. And you know what? If we were all happy, that wouldn't actually be the end of the world.
Fine.
No! No, it's not fine. You've been going on and on and on about how alone you feel because John's not taking your feelings into account while he's having his breakdown. But you're just doing the same thing. We've all been going through this, Tim, but you're the only one who's been running away.
Okay. Look, let's keep going. There's nobody here.
Yes, there is.
Stay back.
No.
Who are you?
I'm Michael. Did the archivist not tell you about me?
No.
Good. Surprises are better.
What are you doing down here?
Probably watching the archivist die. Maybe not. Either way, it's amusing. I think it's called a sport.
What?
I think I might also kill you. It would be easier than killing the archivist. None of you are protected down here.
No, hang on!
You are going to try and help him. And I want to see what happens without you there.
Martin?
No, okay? Because there's two of us and there's one of you, okay?
Martin.
He's not killing anyone!
Martin, look at his hands!
Oh.
Go.
Oh,
Where the hell are we?
I have no idea where I am. There were stairs. I kept going lower. No arrows pointing down. They were just good. I don't know. I found a weapon of sorts. I don't know if it'll help. I mean, it's not going to help. I can't fight it with a pipe. I'm tired just carrying it. But it does make me feel a bit better, so that's something. I keep thinking I might have gone away, but I think it can sense me. At least a bit. I can hide. For now, I think, but I don't know for how long. I can't kill it. I heard the tape. It erased Sasha just like that. Deleted her from the world. I just hope this tape works the same. That my voice remains intact. Even if I'm gone, even if it wears a face that people think is mine, pulls me apart, becomes me. Listen, it's not me. Whoever hears this, it is not me. I don't even remember what she looks like. Even now that I know. Now that I've seen it twisted and I still don't remember her. The only face I can picture is...
John. John. Come out wherever you are. It's okay, John. It's Sasha. Reliable old Sasha. Nothing to be afraid of. You seem stressed, John. You've been under a lot of pressure. You should talk about it. Have a real good chat.
You like talking, don't you, John? I'm going to marry you, John. I'm going to marry everything you are. And you never existed.
Further down.
I don't think we're under the Institute anymore.
What was that thing?
I'm trying to not to think about it. It makes my head feel weird.
Well, which way do you think?
Right. Let's go right.
Fine. I don't think this thing's working properly. It keeps making this weird noise.
Release me.
watching you scurry around, desperately missing the point. At least I knew what I was looking for. You really aren't even a shadow of your predecessor. You're nothing. Even I would make a better archivist than you.
The Magnus Archives is a podcast distributed by RustyQuill.com and licensed under a Creative Commons Attribution Non-Commercial Sharealike 4.0 International License. Today's episode was written and performed by Jonathan Sims, produced by Alexander J. Newell and Mike LeBeau, and directed by Alexander J. Newell. To subscribe, view associated material, and make donations, visit RustyQuill.com. Rate and review us on iTunes, tweet us at TheRustyQuill, visit us on Facebook or email us at mail@rustyquill.com. Join our community on the forums via the website or on Reddit at r/TheMagnusArchives. Thanks for listening.
Hi everyone, it's Kareem, the voice of Simon Fairchild from the Magnus Archives. Today, I'm here to advertise Beck's End, an upcoming new audio drama that will be launching on the RQ network. Beck's End is a folk horror audio drama about isolation, belief, radicalization, and poses the question if redemption is possible. When floodwaters swallow an idyllic English Lake District village, a stranded journalist finds herself trapped in a rising tide of fear. Cut off from the outside world, she begins to uncover horrors both human and biblical, lurking beneath the surface. If this intrigues you, you can support the creation of Beck's End on Kickstarter until the 17th of July. For more information on the show and to pledge your support, visit becksend.com. That's becksend.com. And you might recognize a voice here or there. Have fun and enjoy the episode.
Hi, Alex here, founder and CEO of Rusty Quill Limited. In case you haven't heard, there is now a Magnus Archives novel. The Library of Jürgen Leitner is set in the world of the Magnus Archives and written by Nebula Award-winning author Premi Mohammed with our very own Jonathan Sims. The story follows Hugh, a university dropout, desperate to find somewhere to belong and his new job at an esoteric library. The books he must investigate for the enigmatic Jürgen Leitner are not normal, because the library is not a vault, sealed and silent, but a hive, alive, buzzing, and ready to sting. The Library of Jürgen Leitner releases October 27th, 2026, but you can pre-order it right now in the US and UK from your local bookshop or by using the link in the episode description. If you live outside of the UK or US, you may be able to make an international order for this first publication, but it depends on individual retailers' shipping policies.